Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford Issues wants to remind you that you can take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Just download in the App Store. You can manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. You can pay on the app. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
And even more, Middle Tennessee Electric is going to be sponsoring our event that we'll talk about here later on. So you can come by and see them at their new location on New Salem this week. So, yeah.
The voice of James Price, Better Business Bureau, here with us. And that's it's coffee and conversation, so it's early, right?
Yeah, it's 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
It's nothing like starting the week early.
That's right. That's right.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Get a notepad ready to write something down here so we can we'll tell you a little bit more about it. But, you know, this past weekend, what were some storms that came out, and I had hail all over my house.
Yeah, was a pretty good size hail too, right?
Oh, yeah, like golf ball size.
You wow.
know? Yeah, and like, I mean, there was full. I mean, it's like, oh, it looks like snow, you know. That much. It was.
Oh, really had that much hail?
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. Wow. So, you know, with that brings out storm chasers, because, you know, hail will do a lot of damage to roofs. And were you saying you had somebody contact you?
Yeah, reached out when we were doing our weather broadcast and wanted to advertise, but I also know well enough to try to do some research on those folks before, you know, lending them a voice. I don't want to necessarily play a part in, you know, a company coming in and maybe taking advantage of folks. So I didn't know that much. I wasn't able to find a whole lot of information on this person. So
I mean, just to let you know, I mean, there's 3,500 companies in Middle Tennessee that say they do roofing. There's 1,000 of them that are accredited through BBB. And roofing is one of the top scams that are out there. And so it's not, you know, it's very obvious that sometimes when there's a storm come through, you're going to get people from out of town come in, the storm chasers, they're going to try and get you to make a deposit or sign over your insurance checks and that kind of thing. I mean, certainly if you need to have any repairs done to the exterior of your house or your roof due to storm damages, I highly, 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 highly recommend that you go to BBB.org. And one, if somebody's approached you, check them out. Two, if you know you need somebody, just go to BBB.org and look for a business that does what you do. There's a little place on the bottom of the page down there that says request a quote. And so this will keep you from doing all the legwork yourself. You go to BBB.org, go down to request a quote, put in there, hey, I live in Murfreesboro and my house was damaged by the storm. This is what needs to be done. And what happens is BBB will send that out to accredited businesses in the area, and then they'll send you quotes. And so you do one thing and then you get all these quotes coming in, and then you can make your choice as opposed to you getting on the phone and trying to figure out which companies to call and then spend your time calling them and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a really great service, and it's not just for roofs, I mean, but for anything you need done around the house. Let somebody else let us do the legwork for you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Well, and if there are 3,500 and 1,000 are accredited, there are, you know, 2,500 or so out there that many of them may be okay businesses to do business with, but there's a percentage that you just don't know within that, and it's probably a pretty not high number.
Right. I mean, the other thing too is I tell people, you know, hey, you know, if you're going to hire somebody to do a job around your house or something, and you know somebody who does this, and you've known them since for years and years, even if they're accredited or not, if you trust them and
sure.
you know, and you know their work, then hey, then go for it. You've done your research for years, but this is what BBB's here for. You know, we're here to protect the people. BBB's vision is to create an ethical marketplace where buyers and sellers trust each other. And that's what it's all about.
Maybe you have no idea if you saw hail, but don't know if you have roof damage or not, and just want to get somebody to come out and do an inspection. So, you know.
And some people have a roof like my roof. You know, I can't see the top of it. It doesn't slope.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, part of it doesn't. And so, unless I have a drone or something like that, I'm not going to go climb up on the roof, you know?
Right. Yeah. Not if you can't see it from the ground. That's kind of a steep roof, I guess, in a place or two, huh?
Oh, right. Yeah. 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 So, yeah. So, but yeah, let's do that. And, something else that came up this week, this is something new, and it comes down to the buy now, pay later. Customers gain protections in the wake of CFPB rule. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been around for a few years just to basically protect people through the credit process and that kind of thing. And so there's been a new rule that's come out, and if you're going to be involved in this, then you should be aware of these things. One of the new interpretations of this is buy now, pay later customers more legal protections. And so here's some tips that we have today. Buy now, pay later is a service that many retailers offer to allow shoppers to space out smaller payments on an item over time rather than paying the full cost up front. I mean, you could start with something as simple as layaway, but there's a lot of other different ways about buy now, pay later. In the May 22nd interpretive ruling, the CFPB confirmed that buy now, pay now later lenders qualify as credit card providers, giving consumers legal protections such as right to dispute charges and demand refunds and the right to receive billing statements. And some of these companies before didn't do all that. Buy now, pay later plans are often run by third-party finance companies. These finance companies operate similar to credit card lenders, but before the CFPB ruling, customers did not have all the same protections that they would from a credit card provider. So if you go into a place where you're buying furniture or mattress or something like that, they come out with some kind of a credit program, that company's not doing it. They've got a third party that's doing the credit right for them. And in some cases, they'll actually issue you a credit card. In some cases, they don't. It just depends on who they're going with. Nearly 16,000 customers filed complaints with BBB in 2023 alone about payment processing services, which include installment payment finance companies. Many complaints related to buy now, pay later plans focused on billing errors, failure to issue refunds, and being charged for lost and undelivered items. But while many buy now, pay later services involve just a few small payments and 0% interest, some charge as high as 30% interest. And you may be charged fees or late or rescheduled payments. I mean, they have all different kinds of ways to do that. So if you're considering buy now, pay later, and read the terms carefully before signing to avoid any surprising fees and that kind of stuff, interest charges, other charges. If you do run into an issue, remember that you have the rights under the as a consumer according to this new CFPB rule. So, a few tips about this. One, if you're considering doing it, consider it a loan. A buy now, pay later is essentially a loan, even if you won't pay interest. Ask yourself if the total price is more than you can afford and decide accordingly. Sometimes on these buy now, pay later things, there might be something on sale, but then you don't get the sale price. They won't charge you any interest, but I mean, there's all kinds of different ways they can spin it. Stick to your budget. Biweekly, monthly payments could greatly impact your budget, even if the payment seems small. Double check the payment plan that fits your budget. Research the retailer and the finance company. Look up the retailer and the finance company at BBB.org and make sure that they're reputable companies with honest business practices. You can read the reviews, see a rating, and determine if they're BBB accredited. So if this retailer goes in there trying to sell you something and they're going to offer you plans, you might need to ask, well, who's financing this? Are you financing this, or is it going to be a third-party person? Because they may not spring that on you till the end and let you know who the other party is involved. Read the fine print. Read the finance agreement in full before signing. Make sure you know what company is financing, how long the payments will last, how many installments you're going to pay, how they handle late or rescheduled payments, whether they charge an interest rate, and if there's any other fees involved at all. Know your rights. As of May 22nd, 2024, the interpretive rule, buy now, pay later lenders must investigate disputes that consumers initiate, issue refunds for returns or cancellations, and provide periodic billing statements. Keep your credit in mind. Most installment plans do not require a credit check to use service, However, keep in mind that unpaid debts can be sent to collection agencies and can be reported to the credit bureaus after a delinquent period of 90 days. That could have a negative impact on your credit score. So, yeah, the bottom line here is now a lot of these buy here, pay later companies out there, and it's everywhere from furniture to cars. They have to adhere to these new rules. And if you have an issue with them and they won't resolve it, one good place to go to is
BBB.org.
Yeah. And file a complaint. Because the bottom line here is I mean, here's just a typical example that the Better Business Bureau is keeping people updated with the law. So now we've, you know, the people who handle the complaints at BBB are in tune with, you know, what some of these new rulings and that kind of thing are.
James Price with the Better Business Bureau here with us today. Some good tips on buy now, pay later, and some protections that you have now as a consumer. And last couple of minutes that we have here, we want to talk about the event on Monday. Kind of give us an idea of the concept. I know this isn't the first that you've done in this. It's become kind of a series, honestly.
Yeah, so this is the second one in the series. And so this is going to be, as we said at this top of the hour, with the sponsor here with MTE, we're going to be having it at their place at 555 New Salem Highway here in Murfreesboro. So this one's going to be about refining sales strategies. So what people may not know is that MTSU, our great college right here, Go Blue, in Middle Tennessee, is one of the few colleges in the United States where you can actually get a degree in professional selling. And this is a big deal because there's a lot of people out there that they go to jobs for the first time. They're given the job, but they don't know how to sell. They have never been professionally trained. So MTSU, Tom Coates, who is the director for professional selling at MTSU, is going to be out again once again. The last time we were out, we were talking about how to effectively network with people. On this presentation that we're going to have here on June 3rd, it's going to be preparing for a sales meeting. Requires strategic planning, approach. What do you do before the meeting? How do you prepare for it ahead of time? When you get there, you know, how do you handle this one-on-one situation with this client? In a lot of the businesses I talk to and the networking events I go to, you know, businesses are asking, hey, I want to have a one-on-one with you. I want to have this one-on-one with you. Almost every person I know that's in sales and business, they want to have a one-on-one with a client. Well, here's your opportunity to learn really from the director of professional selling at MTSU how to have those one-on-one conversations.
Sure.
What do you want to get out of it? I mean, in the end, a lot of people just go and they just kind of wing it, you know, or they've been doing the same thing for years and they might be able to pick up some tips. So this is going to be June 3rd from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at Middle Tennessee Electric. If you want an invite to it, just email me at jprice@gobbb.org. And just in the email, just say, hey, please send me a link for coffee and connections. I'll send you a link back where you can sign up for it. And the other thing this will do is for more in these series, we'll be able to tell you about them directly.
Sure.
You know, about what's going on. Plus, we'll know how much coffee to bring in.
Right.
At 7:30 in the morning.
That's important.
We probably need a lot of coffee.
Don't run out of coffee. Don't run out of coffee. That's for sure. Right. Well, have a great event out there. I know you've got a great venue for that over at MTE. And James, as always, appreciate you stopping in.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
James Price of the Better Business Bureau, our guest today here on Rutherford Issues. A quick reminder, if you missed part of the show, check WGNSradio.com/listen. Yeah, from there, you'll be able to find any of the shows that you want to listen back to on demand and even watch on Big G TV. Have a good day, everybody.
We've got your local sports fix. Weekdays at 5, it's All Sports Talk with Monty Hill Jr. and Tim Tackett here on WGNS.